Charlton Walker, son of country music legend Charlie Walker. Coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the way back. Enjoy the program.
Pick me up on your way down.
Well, yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites by the families of gospel, we're back here once again, and it's that time to welcome you all back into the third and final hour of today's program. We are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, located in Cornwall, Ontario, where this is recorded weekly. We can also be heard over CFRC 101.9 FM in downtown Kingston, the Limestone City of Canada, and we can also be heard via our home on the internet at www.osherox.com, as well as our YouTube channel at Way Back with Johnny Woodlock. With all that shared, I would like to welcome you all to the third and final hour of today's program and play a double feature of a lady who is celebrating her 63rd birthday today, Miss Rhonda Vincent, forever known as the true queen of bluegrass music. So in honor of Miss Rhonda, it'll be first a tribute that she did to the father of bluegrass, Bill Monroe, titled Is the Grass Any Bluer on the Other Side, and then we'll follow that with her version of the old Jimmy Martin song called Hit Parade of Love. With that, I would like to welcome you all in to the third and final hour of today's program, and also our happiest of 63rd birthdays to Miss Rhonda Vincent. Welcome in, friends, and yes, happy listening.
Just like me, the day you died, the guitar.
Well, yes, friends, following those classics by Rhonda Vincent, we are back here, and it's once again that time to take our weekly trip down east to the good old Maritimes of Canada. With that mentioned, let's send out some of our special Sunday morning greetings to Peter and Myrna Trenholm. For them today will be our good friend from up here in Ontario, but I do believe he was from the East Coast originally. That was none other than Harold McIntyre, who has his version of the old Ron Hines and Eddie Eastman song titled Sonny's Dream. Then we'll follow with Dick Nolan once again and a song going out to my good friend Percy Kenny, who used to work with Dick Nolan back in the day in Toronto as his drummer. And it's going to be for Percy today a classic by Dick Nolan titled Aunt Martha's Sheep. Then we'll wrap up with a classic all about Newfoundland, and this time it will be the King of the Newfies, none other than our good friend Michael T. Wall and his classic called Newfie Girl, which is a take on the old-time classic, Geisha Girl. So with that, I would like to say good morning to all my listeners down east of the Quebec border. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Sonny lives on a farm in a wide open space. You can take off your sneakers and give up the race. You can lay down your head by a sweet riverbed. Sonny always remembers what it was his mama said. Sonny, don't go away, I am here all alone. And your daddy's a sailor who never comes home. And the nights get so long, and the silence goes on. And I'm feeling so tired, I'm not all that strong. Sonny carries the load, though he's barely a man. There's not all that to do, but he does what he can. And he watches the sea from a room by the stairs. And the waves keep on rolling, they've done that for years. It's 100 miles to town, Sonny's never been there. But he goes to the highway and stands there and stares. And the mail comes at 4, and the mailman is old. But he's still dreaming dreams of silver and gold. Now Sonny's dreams can't be real, they're just stories he's read. They're just stars in his eyes, they're just dreams in his head. And he hungers inside for the wide world outside. And I know I can't hold him, 'cause I've tried and I've tried and I've tried. Sonny, don't go away, I am here all alone. And your daddy's a sailor who never comes home. And the nights get so long, and the silence goes on, and I'm feeling so tired, I'm not all that strong. Sonny, don't go away. Sonny, don't go away. Sonny, don't go away. Sonny, don't.
Come gather all around me and I'll sing to you a tale about the boys in Carmenville who almost went to jail. It happened on a November's night when all hands was asleep. We crept up over Joe Talks Hill and stole Aunt Martha's sheep. Now if you pay attention, I know I'll make you laugh. We never went to steal the sheep, we went to steal the calf. The old cow, she got angry 'cause we woke her from her sleep. We couldn't take any chances, so we had to steal the sheep. We
caught the woolly animal and dragged her from her pen. She said goodbye to little lambs she'd never see again. She knew that those dark strangers soon would take her life. In less than half an hour, she felt a dreadful night. Aunt Martha, she got angry when she heard about the loss. She said she'd catch the robbers, no matter what the cost. Next morning, just at sunrise, she to the office went. And to the RCMP, a telegram she sent. The Mountie got the message and he started in to read. This is from Aunt Martha, telling an awful deed. Last night my sheep was stolen, by whom I cannot tell. I'd like for you to catch them and to drag them back to jail. Well, just a short time later, about 12 o'clock that night, we had the sheep a-cookin' and everyone feeling tight. The smell of mutton and onions, no man could ask for more. We were chug-a-luggin' Dominion when the Mountie walked in the door. He said, sorry, boys, your party, I really don't want to wreck. I smelt the meat a-cookin' and I had to come in and check. You see, the sheep was stolen and the thief is on the loose. I said, come right in and join us, sir, we're having a piece of moose. He said, thanks a lot, and he sat right down and I gave him a piece of the sheep. This is the finest piece of moose I know I ever eat. About 2 o'clock in the morning, he bid us all good day. If we get any clues in the sheep, sir, we'll phone you right away. He said, thanks a lot, you're a darn fine bunch, and I promise I know you'll keep. If every woman's as good as you, she wouldn't have lost her sheep. After he left, we had the piece we had in the oven to roast. We might have stole the sheep, boys, but the Mountie ate the most.
Have you ever heard a love song that you didn't understand? Where you met her at a dance hall on the Isle of Newfoundland? Have you ever traveled over many a thousand miles to see a pretty newfie girl dressed in best Canadian style? They read it in the papers and they sing it in a band. How I found love by the heartful on the Isle of Newfoundland. Tell the home folks we're so happy and it's near. Girl on the Isle of Newfoundland. Play that squeeze box there, boy. Stood and watched the sunrise by the waters of the sea, and wondered how much beauty on our island there must be. My dreams are all worth dreaming, and has made my life worthwhile to see my pretty newfie girl dressed in best Canadian style. They read it in the papers and they sing it in a band. How I found love by the heartful on the Isle of Newfoundland. Tell the home folks we're so happy now, and it makes us want to smile when we see our future children dressed in this Canadian style. We stood and watched the sunrise by the waters of the sea.
And we wondered how much beauty on our island there must be. My dreams are all worth dreaming, and it's made my life worthwhile to see my pretty Newfie girl dressed in best Canadian style. They read it in the papers and they sing it in a band. How I found love for the heartful on the Isle of Newfoundland. Tell the home folks we're so happy, and it makes me want to smile to see my pretty Newfie girl dressed in best Canadian style. To see my pretty Newfie girl dressed in best Canadian style.
This is recording artist and DJ Peter Trenum from Nova Scotia. You've got my friend Johnny Woodlock here on the Way Back, where you'll find the very best in country music.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Now, friends, I'd like to pay tribute to the good old bluegrass legends of years ago. With that mentioned, this is the segment we like to call The Grass Is Always Bluer. And with that mentioned, I would also like to remind y'all that this coming August, next month, we will be attending the 10th annual South Grenville Bluegrass Festival on the fairgrounds of Spencerville, Ontario, where the Queen of Bluegrass, Miss Rhonda Vincent, is appearing on August 9th. With that mentioned, I'd like to once again send her her happiest birthday wishes today on her 63rd birthday. Play a song off her newest project, and that is going to be a song called I Miss Missouri. Then we'll follow with a song from my good friend Sandra Day in Ingleside, just down the road from us in Cornwall here. And for her today, it'll be Larry Efaw and his classic, The Old Home. And that one is also going out to Larry, who I just met for the first time this past week in Napanee. And then we'll wrap up with another song going out to Mama Dawn today, and it'll be a bluegrass legend, Larry Sparks, and a song called Mama's Apron Strings. With that, I would like to send these all out to my dear friends in bluegrass and fans of bluegrass as well, and say these are our bluegrass offerings for this week.
Squirrels play hide and seek. I miss Missouri. nights were numbered, marked that lonely and sad. I'm going back to your home, back to a place loves well, where sweet waters flow and wildflowers grow, back to your home on the hill. Your old mother's waiting, waiting alone on the hill, with silver in her hair and twinkle in her eye, old cabin home on the hill. I'm going back to the old home, back to a place loves well, where sweet waters flow and wildflowers grow, back to the old home on the hill. Saw her, I've traveled many a miles, but night there's a light in the window, and she's waiting at the door with a smile. I'm going back to your home, back to a place loves well, where sweet waters flow and wildflowers grow, back to your home on the hill. Waters flow and wildflowers grow, back to your home on the hill.
Mama wore one for years, wiped away our tears. Used it to bring in apples in the fall of the year. Carried sweet corn that she grew, made it look a little used. But to me there wasn't nothing Mama's apron couldn't do. They don't use them quite as much today. We sure could use them to wipe some tears away. Sure do miss the comfort it could bring, 'cause my world was tied together with Mama's apron string. Pockets where she hid all the treasures for us kids. Thought it might run out of stuff, but you know it never did. Now she's with the Lord up there, but on a nail by the stairs. It's easy for me to see her in that apron hanging there. They don't use them quite as much today. We sure could use them to wipe some tears away. I sure do miss the comfort it could bring, 'cause my world was tied together with Mama's apron string.
Smoky Mountain Memories, got my home in Tennessee.
Hello friends, this is Larry Sparks and the Lonesome Ramblers. You're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock, here on the way back.
Cling to me, my Smoky Mountain Memories.
And now, friends, it is once again that time in the program to pay tribute to an interview I got to do with a longtime radio host and also fellow DJ out of Ontario here, who was a dear friend of Dallas Harms for many years, from the 1980s onward. And that is, of course, Randy Owen of Tillsonburg, Ontario. So with that, I would like to pay tribute to this second half of this interview with Randy. Then we'll follow this with an all-time classic version of, yes, of course, Paper Rosie. And I know I've played it a couple times during this broadcast, but this one is going to be a version that Orville Prophet, the great plowboy of country music in Canada, recorded many years ago. So with that, here we go with Randy Owen.
I see. And he mainly used Kathy's band. Kathy Chambers had a band, mainly with a lot of local performers from the Welland area. And whenever Dallas would perform in Southern Ontario, he'd use Kathy's band and come out and do a show with Kathy and her band. And to see this guy, who was one of the legends even at that time in Canadian country music, mm-hmm. hanging out with all these young kids, imparting his knowledge on them, was really special.
Well, of course, and a lot of the, I hate to say it, but a lot of the older ones won't give us, the younger ones, the time of day, but it's nice to hear that Dallas would.
Yeah, and then and vice versa as well. Sometimes the younger ones don't give enough credit.
True, very true, yeah. Very true.
Yeah, and the other cool, and one of the coolest memories I have, and I know we're going to talk about this in a moment about the song Paper Rosie being recognized,
yes.
And inducted into the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame. That ceremony was done in Hamilton, and that particular year the Canadian Country Music Awards were held in Hamilton, and so that induction ceremony was held as part of the festivities of Country Music Week leading up to the Canadian Country Music Awards that year. Well, I ran into Dallas there, and I hadn't seen him in a couple of decades.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I had tried to get him to come on my radio show when I was working in Tillsonburg.
Yes.
To talk about his career, but he was done with his career by that point.
If I may say, I've seen the good and I've seen the bad on Dallas, but personally I've invited him on my show as well, and he more or less said, I'm done with it.
Yep.
I hate to say it, but I'm a has-been, more or less, is what he said. Yes,
yep.
Yes.
Yeah, I was sad to hear him say that.
Yes,
know?
It is, very sad.
And take that attitude.
Exactly.
But I think he came to realize that, you know, when Paper Rosie was inducted as one of the songs, into the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame, I think that changed his mind a little bit. And he performed that song and a few others a couple of times in those years leading up to that.
Yes.
So that was nice to see. To walk into that area and to see Dallas, and like I said, I hadn't seen him in a couple of decades, and I thought he probably forgot me. But as I'm coming up the escalator, I see him at the top of the stairs there. He looked at me, and I walked over to him, and he says, I remember you.
And
that was so cool, because I had become friends with a young kid from Saskatchewan, of course, Dallas being from Saskatchewan.
Yes.
But this young kid, he knew of some of Dallas's songs, but he never really knew Dallas.
Okay.
And his father and grandfather knew more of Dallas's songs than the kid did. But the kid knew a little bit about some of Dallas's music, so I got to introduce the two of them. So here's young kid talking to Dallas. Dallas spending his time talking to the young kid and giving him some very good advice.
Amazing.
So that was one of my fondest memories.
For sure.
Yeah, and I'll never forget the last time I saw Dallas.
Yes, tell us about that. You were telling us on Facebook a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was just a weird coincidence. It was shortly after Dallas had Paper Rosie inducted into the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame, and I just happened to be with a friend of mine in Hamilton. We were just happened to be driving down one of the main streets in Hamilton, and we stopped at a red light, and there's Dallas and his wife, Marie, walking right across the intersection, right in front of my car.
Amazing, yeah.
He didn't see me, but I saw him, and he passed away just a couple of months after that.
Wow, very very haunting story, but yes.
It was just a really weird coincidence. All the thousands of people in Hamilton to see, in a situation like that, and it was Dallas Harms.
Amazing, yes, for sure. So what are some of the songs that you particularly like of Dallas's?
Oh, Paper Rosie, for sure.
Yes?
Was such a great one. And again, the song about his wife, you know, The Roving Arms of My Marie was such a great song, too. Mm-hmm. The Old Man and His Horn. Georgia, I'm Cheating on You Tonight, I think was another one that he had out.
That's
pretty
right.
Good.
Yes.
But one of the ones that stuck out to me, because it was right around the time, actually about a year before I got started in radio, and this song came out back in 1979, and it was a tribute to John Wayne. It was called Ballad of the Duke.
Yes, it was, yeah.
You know, and I think that was the first time I learned, thanks to Dallas, that John Wayne's real name was Marion Michael Morrison, because he mentions it in the song.
That's right.
And so I thought, what a cool song. And then... the last album, like Out of Harm's Way, as you mentioned, you know, the last album that Dallas did came out around 1982, 83 or so.
Yes.
And there were quite a few singles off of that, but the first song off of that, and it became his only number one hit, actually, was a song called Honky Tonkin' All Night Long.
Okay.
And if you can find a copy of the album, it's interesting because he gives credit to Pepe Francis, who I mentioned was his co-producer on that.
Yes.
And it brought out a more aggressive sound from Dallas Harms.
Wow.
Because although most of his music was pretty traditional and
very
pretty
soft.
Mainstream, yeah, pretty mainstream for country music in the 70s, but this sound was a little bit more raw and a little bit more rockin' than what you'd normally expect from Dallas. And yet it produced a couple of other songs too. If I remember, I think one was called Country Fever, which is probably a top 10 hit for him, and a couple other songs too. So it was probably one of his more successful as far as the charts go. Probably one of his more successful albums. And like I said, Honky Tonkin' All Night Long was such a great different song for him and became his only number one hit.
Yes, and that's surprising because, as we always say, he's not remembered per se for it, but he's remembered for Paper Rosie, but yet it was never a number one hit for him.
Yeah, Paper Rosie wasn't even a top 10 hit.
Amazing, yes.
Yeah, I think it for Dallas, shocking. it peaked around number 21 on the charts back in those days.
Oh, wow. So would it be safe in saying that Gene would have had the hit with it?
Probably Gene had the bigger hit with it.
Yes, I see.
And I think the fact that it was an American that was doing a Canadian song, and he did such a great version of it, too.
Of course.
You know, that it got a lot of airplay this side of the border when it came out, which is pretty surprising. And yeah, probably Gene Watson would be more remembered for that song than I think Dallas Harms would be.
But
it's still nice that Gene constantly remembers Dallas.
Exactly, it is, for sure. So what, I understand... Paper Rosie was inducted into Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame, yet Dallas has not been inducted into the Canadian Hall of Fame of Country Music.
Yeah, and I mean, you can make arguments for a lot of different people who aren't in the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame, but that's a bit of a surprise to me, finding that out.
Yes. Did that ever hurt him, in your opinion?
I don't think so.
No.
I think Dallas had the recognition of his peers.
Yes, of course.
You know,
yes.
you couldn't go to one of those Country Music Award events and Country Music Week when Dallas would attend them back in the 70s and 80s and not see everybody hang around him and hang out with him and perform with him and stuff like that. So, I mean, people like, you know, the late Dick Dameron, who just passed away earlier this year.
Of course, yes, good friend of mine.
You know,
mine, yes.
and so many others, and our Harlan Smith, and again, there were so many others that got to hang out and hang with Dallas.
Yeah.
That I think he knew he had the respect of his peers.
Of course, and yeah. That's sometimes even more meaningful than a Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's more meaningful than any award or whatever.
That's right.
And I think that's true with most people. You know, if you have a song that you've written or recorded or performed, and it affects people in many different ways or in very special ways, and you know about that, I think that's more important than any award.
Exactly, I agree. I agree 100%, yes. So what are your thoughts on the fact that Dallas would have been 90 this year?
I can't. That's amazing. Because,
yes.
I mean, he only passed away, I think it was about 6 years ago.
That's right, yes.
You know, I think it was, what, 84 when he passed?
That's right, October 12th.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, it was interesting to see him back then. I mean, he seemed like, you know, he was in pretty good health, so I didn't know that he had cancer.
Okay.
But, Yeah, I mean, to think that it would have been nice to see him at 90, and I think if he was still around, he'd still be pushing Paper Rosie, and he'd still be getting a lot of attention for having written such a classic song.
For sure. It sounded like everybody gave him the recognition except for himself.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, and it's tough in this business. And I've had the same kind of conversations with other artists, all the way from Waylon Jennings to Johnny Cash to John Anderson. There comes a point in your career where it seems like the industry turns its back on you.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and it's like, okay, what's the next hot thing, and how can we promote the heck out of it and make a lot of money off of that? And so a lot of these guys they resent that fact. They really do. I mean, John Anderson told me that, basically. You know, when he got dumped from Warner Brothers after all the success that he had with them, he was really upset about that.
Exactly, yeah.
Waylon Jennings, same thing. He was upset that, you know.
And Randy, is Ray Pillow, for instance. He would never do an interview with me because he said that, more or less the same as Dallas, the opera and everything had turned it back on him.
Which is too bad, because I think there's a lot of fans out there that still are just the opposite.
So what is your thoughts on the way Dallas is remembered today by fans of country music in Canada?
The ones who know about it,
yes.
Are very appreciative of the fact that he wrote those songs that Gene Watson recorded. I think that's probably been his biggest contribution.
His biggest contribution and his biggest accomplishment, I guess, yes.
Yeah, and that's fine, because, I mean, Gene Watson is one of the best country singers that country music has ever had.
That's right, yeah.
And so for somebody of that caliber to have recorded not one, but actually quite a few Canadian songs, and quite a few of them, most of them were Dallas Arm songs.
He even did
a couple of Ray Griff songs and things like that. But the fact that he got most of the Canadian songs that he recorded, the ones that got the most attention were ones written by Dallas Arms.
Exactly, that's right. In the meantime, what song can I play for you by Dallas for his 90th?
You know what? I think Paper Rosie would be the most appropriate.
Okay.
I mean, it's probably, even though it just barely made 21 on the charts back in the day, it probably is and probably was his most requested song. And so I'm going to keep racking up those requests, because that is one of the best songs I think that country music has ever had.
That's right. And no matter who sang it or who recorded it, exactly. So with that, we'll wish Dallas a very happy 90th up in heaven and keep his memory alive.
Yeah, happy birthday, old buddy. Yeah, Dallas, I love you and I miss you, my friend. And Johnny, thank you for doing this.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I hope to get you back on the air at some point.
Great, yeah. Thank you so much.
God bless you. You have a good day.
You too, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Neon lights from an old deer sign shone through the window out on the sidewalk. As I walked in to pass the time, I looked around, ordered beef on rye and a glass of wine, and through the door came a little old lady. She was selling paper roses, and they only cost a dime. They all nature's bouquet. Help a little old lady buy a rose today. I took the rose from her trembling hand with eyes of age. Like the breath of spring, I could smell the rose. It came alive, and I heard her say,
y'all. This here is your old host with the most, Johnny Woodlock. I'd like to tell y'all about the upcoming 10th anniversary of the South Granville Bluegrass Festival happening from August 7th to the 10th, 2025, this coming summer. The headliners include, but are not limited to, some of the top bluegrass musicians of today, including much beloved Queen of Bluegrass, Rhonda Vincent, as well as Larry Stevenson Band, Larry Efaw, along with many more. Tickets can be purchased for the weekend for $110 in advance. That's before July 13th. Also, day passes are available, and it's going to be a great weekend had by all. For more information, contact Kim Wallace at 613-883-3126 or by visiting South Granville Bluegrass Festival.ca.
You were the one, but that was just we had Love Mountain.
Now, friends, before we say so long for this Way Back with Johnny show for this Sunday, I'd like to turn back the years once again and remember an old-time legend of the Ottawa Valley and one of my truest heroes in life. That, of course, is Oral Prophet, who, among many songs, recorded several that were recorded but also written by the late, great Dallas Harms. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to an old-time classic, going out to my dear late father, Papa Willoughby, but also to our late friend, Toby, the Jack Russell, and it's going to be a song by Orville titled Sorry and the Hobo, about the little dog. So with that, this was also written by Dallas Harms many years ago, and Orville brought it up the charts. With that, here we go with an old-time classic. We'll be back following this with the Christmas song of the week, and then send us all home. Welcome in, friends.
Lived in the hobo jungle, the north side of the tracks. Just him and his old dog, Sorry. They lived in a tumble-down shack. His clothes were worn and tattered, and his beard was silver gray. The people called him a hobo, but he had a gentle way. You'd find them on the corner of King and James. Just him and his old dog, Sorry, and there they'd beg for change. Sorry would roll over and play that she was dead, when and the old man would pretend to cry, the dog would raise her head. Hey, hey, look here today, the dog would dance as he played. Home sweet home on the paper and comb, the police chased them away. The years slipped by, I'm sorry, then came that fatal day. The old man found his old friend, her life was taken away. He knelt beside her bed of straw, and words could never say how much he loved his little dog, and then he passed away. Well, I hope there is a heaven for sorry and the old hobo, 'cause I'd sure hate to think that there's somewhere down below. But the good Lord, he likes puppy dogs and little old gray-haired men, and when he hears them knocking, I know he'll let them in. Hey, hey, look here today, the dog would dance as he played. Home sweet home on the paper and comb, the police chased them away. Hey, hey, look here today, the dog would dance as he played. Home sweet home on the paper and comb, the police chased them away. Hey, hey, look here today, the dog would dance as he played.
Well, yes, friends, once again, before we say so long, it is that time in the program to pay tribute to the Wayback Song of the Week. And with this being July, and us doing the Christmas in July, the first of hopefully many Christmases in July, on the 27th of this month, we would like to pay tribute to this Song of the Week, which is, of course, a Christmas classic. With that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to a song that we've been asked to play by none other than John Arsenault and Kathy out of Guelph, Ontario, and they are true Stompin' Tom fans, so this one's going out to them today, and it's going to be an all-time classic called Mr. Snowflake. And I would like to say that with all this hot weather recently, I think the snow wouldn't last very long in this hot weather, but anyway, maybe this one will cool y'all down on this summer day. Welcome in, friends, and we'll be back following this. Send us all home. Now here is the king of Canadian country music, Stompin' Tom Connors.
I went strolling one bright morning in December. 'Twas the first time this year we saw the snow. I stopped to watch a little boy catch snowflakes, and to one great big snowdrop he whispered low, "Please, Mr. Snowflake, tell your friends to stay for Christmas, because no one wants to see them melt away. Please, Mr. Snowflake, tell your friends to stay for Christmas. They will brighten up the world on Christmas Day. On your soft white snowy blanket we go sliding, me and all the kids on our street. And even dear old Santa Claus is happy, 'cause snow don't hurt his tiny reindeer's feet. So please, Mr. Snowflake, tell your friends to stay for Christmas, because no one wants to see them melt away. Mr. Snowflake, tell your friends to stay for Christmas. They will brighten up the world on Christmas Day. I've been hearing all big people sing of Christmas, and they hope that every Christmas will be white. Your friends her welcome, Mr. Snowflake. And please don't let them melt away tonight. Please, Mr. Snowflake, tell your friends to stay for Christmas, because no one wants to see them melt away. Please, Mr. Snowflake, tell your friends to stay for Christmas. They will brighten up the world on Christmas Day.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program. Say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and also www.osherrocks.com. As we say so long for another week, I would like to say thank you for spending your Sunday with me, your host with the most country western music, and the Way Back gang. It's always a pleasure sharing your company each and every Sunday morning with me and you. And I would also like to mention that Dallas Harms sadly passed away at the age of 84 on October 12th, 2019. However, this coming week would have marked his 90th birthday. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to him one last time with a song that is a somewhat of a gospel type song titled The Stranger. And then we'll send us all home today with wishing Rhonda Vincent once again a very happy 63rd birthday as well. And her classic gospel inspired song will be I Heard My Savior Calling Me. With that, I would like to say so long from this Way Back with Johnny show today, and also wish each and every one of you a blessed week, and may God keep and bless you till we meet again next Sunday, same great time, same great place, over CFRC 101.9 FM 8 to 11, and throughout the week at www.osherrocks.com, and also on demand at YouTube, Way Back with Johnny Woodlock. So with that, may God bless each and every one of you till we meet again, and so long for now, friends. Happy listening.
One night, New York City, in a place they call the Bowery, in a rundown city mission, cold and hungry, all alone, surrounded by the winos. Why I'm here, I'll never know, but I know I'm at the bottom. There's no place to go. I sat down by a stranger. Emmanuel was his name. He talked about these hard times. Someday soon this all will change. Then he talked about his father, who taught him all these things. And the Salvation Army all began to sing. In the sweet,
in the sweet,
by and by,
by and by,
we will meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet,
in the sweet,
by and by,
by and by,
we will meet on that beautiful shore. Though his clothes were faded jeans and his age looked 35, and he never had a beard, but compassion filled his eyes. There was something about the stranger made me stop and realize, could this man be Jesus? Down here in disguise, I closed my eyes for a moment, and it came as no surprise. I was frightened by the thought of, is Jesus by my side? And then I heard the thunder and the pouring of the rain. His empty chair beside me, and the echo of his name.